Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the midweek special. This is where we play catch up on, stuff that didn't make it into last week's show and stuff that didn't make it into this weekend show. Now, happy belated Wednesday. I normally have this out early in the morning, but you know something? Because of our massive storms here in the Northwest, I mean, Seattle, they had 500,000 people or so up there, it looked like, without power. We had 100,000 in my area, and I was in that group of 100,000 people, so we were down for the count today. No internet. Kind of hard to do a midweek special when I can't get it up on the web. So that's the deal we're dealing with today. But we're back at it and rolling today, so I'm excited about that. Now, a couple things that I wanted to talk about today. One, coming up this weekend on Around the House, we've got a fun show. We're going to be talking about the Consumer Electronics Show and home stuff there, as well as dealing with your insurance company, making sure that you're well covered, and more importantly, that you're, you know how to deal with them in case of a flood or water damage and some of those things. What's the best way to handle that stuff? So that's coming up this weekend on Around the House. Well, today I want to talk about some concerns that I've been getting just hit on because I'm a home technology expert for, you know, just your residential DIY builder grade. I'm not getting into all the networking stuff, but really I talk about how to get all those smart home devices working on your home and get them playing together. And here's the thing. There's a lot of concerns out there when it comes to voice-activated technology. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about when you've got that smart home tech that Alexa or the Google, you know, or all the different voice-activated stuff where you're asking that personal assistant to do something for you. Now, it can be really handy. There's a lot of cool things with it. But here's the thing. We're having more concerns now than ever before. Usually what you did is you had kind of two camps of people. You had one camp that was like, man, I love it. It does so much. It's helpful. Man, this is just awesome. Love it. And the other one is, I want my privacy. I don't want somebody else, some other company listening inside my home. That's where we've been for the last number of years. And that was kind of the two camps. Well, now we've got a third large camp out there because I'm getting tons of feedback from homeowners, remodelers, builders, all that stuff. The other feedback is I don't want a company listening to what's going on inside my house when they have a political agenda that company's pushing. We are not a political show here, but this is a large concern for homeowners and even builders. For a couple of reasons. One, you've got homeowners that are saying, hey, I don't want a company that has a different view from mine listening to my home. I don't want them being involved inside my house. That is a big privacy thing to them, and they think that there could be retributions with employers or, you know, even worse if they have a, you know, a clearance or something like that where they're having conversations and all of a sudden people are listening in, and that can hurt a security clearance. So there's a lot of these things that people get very concerned about. Now, that is a new one that has been coming up over the last few weeks, and I think it's going to hurt the industry a little bit in that aspect. Because, you know, you've got builders out there that are saying, hey, I've got the latest new smart home, and everything is voice activated. The problem is now you've got, you know, 20 or 30% of the public out there, maybe even more, if we waited for a big study to go, whew, I don't want that in my house because of A, B, C, and D. And that is something that I think is really going to hurt our industry out there in the home technology, voice activated stuff. So we need to be careful with that. We need to really give that some thought. And I hope these companies can get back to staying out of the political realm and just being home technology companies and put the swords down and not be doing this kind of stuff, because it is going to hurt that brand of product, and there's no way around that. And there was already concern, and now I think that concern has gone up to a fear. And I think it's fairly legitimate. We'll see what happens with that, but that's kind of where we're at on that part of home tech. And I would be careful if you're a builder remodeler out there. We'll talk more about this later, but those are real concerns that I'm seeing out there. And there's some fairly known experts that are bringing this up to me going, what do you think about it? And I tend to agree with a lot of people on this one that it's a legitimate concern until we know exactly, you know, what the rules would be for that. There's a gray area that's questionable. So it's just something that people need to be careful with, you know. And again, we want people to be comfortable in their home with the technology that they're using. Well, coming up this weekend, we've got a great show. We're going to have a lot of cool stuff happening here. It was kind of interesting last night. You know, we had this power outage here in the Pacific Northwest. Oregon, Western Oregon, Western Washington, you know, a lot of people lost power and internet, including us. I had a interesting situation here where, man, we had just rain coming down. If it would have gone anymore, I mean, we've got freeways closed. We've got stuff because of landslides, because of all the fires and stuff. So it's been a pretty sketchy last 24 to 48 hours really around here. So I'm happy to see the sunshine outside today. And this was a good test today because I had some failures of my plan for keeping the house safe in case this stuff happens. And so this is where I pivot, I make some changes, I need to do some upgrades, and I want to be able to get stuff going a little bit better and to be able to really push this up another level. So these are things that I'm really kind of thinking about going, okay, how do I make this even more foolproof? Because we had some issues with my system last night. So guess what? I'm going to work on it and make sure it gets all dialed in. I've got a piece that I'm sending back for warranty tomorrow. That'll be good. That'll be in one part of the system. So like everything, you know, when you have failures in systems, you got to make sure. And I'm not going to throw a name out there or a brand or even what the product is, because they have been really good on getting it taken care of for me. So I'm sure not going to complain about that. All right, everybody, wanted to keep this short today because it's I got so much to play catch up since it's a little after 1 in the afternoon on Wednesday the 13th. I want to get this out there for everybody. So have a great rest of the week. Tomorrow we will have our around the toolbox. Jeez, I need my coffee. That's the other thing I didn't have going this morning. I need to get on that. So our Pro Insider, we've got a good one tomorrow, and we'll be talking about that for all the pros out there. And all of that, but stay tuned this weekend. I'm going to give you guys a great insight to the Consumer Electronics Show and what's going on in people's homes, what is the future, and so it's pretty cool. There's some good things out there that'll make life a little bit easier, and cleanliness is one of the big ones out there. There is, of course, that's all we've been talking about for the last year, but that was definitely a theme at the Consumer Electronics Show. So, all right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy Wednesday. Enjoy yourselves out there. Stay safe. And more importantly, we'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.